Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. G20 leaders adopt Rio de Janeiro declaration, calls for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets several world leaders, including those from UK, Italy, France and Norway, on the sidelines of G20 summit. ISRO successfully launches its most sophisticated communications satellite GSAT-20 on board SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in US. All arrangements put in place for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Golden Jubilee edition of All India Police Science Congress in Gandhinagar today, and China Open Masters Badminton Tournament to begin today in Shenzhen. And now the news in detail. G20 leaders have adopted Rio de Janeiro declaration at its 19th summit in the Brazilian city. They have called for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. The declaration released last night is aimed at addressing major global challenges and crises and promote strong, sustainable and inclusive growth. The declaration called for an enlarged Security Council composition that improves the representation of the underrepresented and unrepresented regions and groups. The declaration condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Expressing deep concern about the situation in the Gaza Strip and the escalation in Lebanon, the declaration emphasized on the urgent need to expand the flow of humanitarian assistance and to reinforce the protection of civilians. It called for peaceful resolution of conflicts and efforts to address crises with diplomacy and dialogue. It reaffirmed the strong commitment to multilateralism, especially in the light of the progress made under the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement. More details on this from our correspondent.
This year's G20 declaration focuses on a broad range of issues including sustainable development, climate change, global health, economic recovery and the future of multilateralism. One of the key highlights of the declaration is its commitment to achieve net zero emissions 2050 while supporting developing countries in their transition to cleaner energy sources. The leaders also pledged to accelerate effort to meet the UN Sustainable Development Goals, with a focus on poverty eradication, gender equality, and universal access to healthcare and education. The declaration also highlights the necessity of reforming International Financial Institute to better address the need of developing economies, particularly in the context of debt relief and access to climate adaptation and mitigation. It reinforces the importance of rule-based international order and emphasizes multilateral diplomacy as a cornerstone of resolving global conflicts and promoting peace. Overall, the declaration reflects a strong collective will to build upon a more inclusive, resilient and sustainable global future. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders of several countries, including those from UK, Italy, France, Norway, Portugal and Indonesia, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro and discussed ways to improve and strengthen ties. Mr. Modi had a productive meeting with his British counterpart, Keir Starmer, last night. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "For India, the comprehensive strategic partnership with the UK is of immense priority." Prime Minister Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron and complimented him on the successful hosting of the Paris Olympics and Paralympics earlier this year. Mr. Modi said they talked about how India and France will keep working closely in sectors including space, energy, AI and such other futuristic areas. He said India and France will also work closely to enhance people-to-people linkages. Mr. Modi and his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, held a bilateral meeting which centered around deepening ties in defense, security, trade and technology between the two nations. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that they also talked about how to boost cooperation in culture, education and other such areas. Mr. Modi also met his Norwegian counterpart, Jonas Gahr Støre. The two leaders talked about how investment linkages between the nations can improve, particularly in renewable energy, green hydrogen and the blue economy. Closer cooperation in sectors including innovation and research were also discussed. The Prime Minister said India's Arctic policy has led to further cementing of India-Norway bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Their talks focused on improving ties in commerce, security, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and in other areas. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully launched its most sophisticated communications satellite, GSAT-20, on board SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in USA last night. Speaking during the launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath said, "It was a very successful launch. The satellite is healthy and sonar panels have been deployed." More details from our correspondent.
The satellite will provide broadband services in remote areas and in-flight internet in passenger aircraft. It will remain in operation for 14 years. This is for the first time that ISRO has launched a satellite on a SpaceX rocket through its commercial arm, New Space India Limited. Weighing 4,700 kg, GSAT-20 is one of India's heaviest communication satellites. The GSAT-20 is too heavy for India's own rocket LVN-3, popularly known as Bahubali, to carry. So SpaceX was chosen for the launch. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. All arrangements have been put in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra tomorrow. Polling for all 288 seats will be held in a single phase in the state. Voting, which will begin at 7 a.m., will end at 6 p.m. While the ruling BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance is vying to retain power, Maha Vikas Agadi, MVA, combine hopes for a comeback in the state. Election Commission is taking various initiatives to increase poll percentage this time. Details from our correspondent.
Under the SWEEP program, the Election Commission is running multimedia campaigns to encourage voters to come out and vote in large numbers. Additionally, the administration at district level are undertaking voter awareness activities, including door-to-door visits, human chains, morning processions or Prabhat ferries, street plays, bicycle and bike rallies, marathons, voter oaths and various competitions, etc. The Central Bureau of Communication has arranged a voter awareness van that travelled across 15 districts, including areas with historically low voter turnout, to spread awareness regarding voting procedures, polling stations, the modal code of conduct, etc. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Jharkhand is set to conduct the second phase of polling tomorrow with all the necessary arrangements in place to ensure smooth elections. A total of 38 constituencies across 12 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be done on 23rd of November. Our correspondent has the details.
In this phase, prominent leaders are in fray for several high-profile seats. From Barhat seat, Chief Minister Hemant Soren is contesting, while Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi is in race from Dhanwar seat. Sili is another important seat from where ASRU Party Chief Sudesh Mehto is contesting. Wife of Chief Minister Kalpana Soren is trying her luck from the Gandhi seat, and Chief Minister brother Basant Soren is contesting from his family's traditional seat Dumka. In this phase, 528 candidates, including 55 women, are in the fray. Over 1 crore 23 lakh electorates will decide the political fate of these candidates. With KK Lal, Bhupen Singh, Akashvani News, Ranchi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Golden Jubilee edition of the All India Police Science Congress at Rashtriya Raksha University in Gandhinagar today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also participate in the event. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, will also attend several key events in Gujarat. This year's All India Police Science Congress is a milestone event that will discuss the future of Indian policing, global best practices and technology-led reforms. We have a report.
The two-day conference will dwell upon issues pertaining to the use of forensic and technology in new criminal law, use of AI in criminal justice system, role of police in disaster risk reduction, and the future of blockchain technology in policing. The conference will also address the challenges in tracing money trail in cyber fraud and strategies to tackle radicalization in prisons. Nearly 250 participants from central and state police forces, forensic experts, and academicians are expected to take part in the event. On the sidelines of the conference, a police science exhibition is also being organized. In the morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the Gandhinagar Postal Stamp Exhibition, Fila Vista, at Dandi Kutir in Gandhinagar. In the noon, the minister will inaugurate the animal feed plant with a capacity of 800 metric ton at Sabar Dairy in Himmatnagar. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Madhya Pradesh, in a unique initiative, speeches of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and major activities of national importance are being translated into Bhili dialect in the Jabua district of the state. Various speeches, including the Prime Minister's radio program Mann Ki Baat, have been translated into the Bhili dialect so far. These also include textbooks for the school level. More details from our correspondent.
Jhabua district collector Neha Meena told to Akashwani that more than 80 teachers have translated episodes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program into Bhili dialect.
Mananiya Pradhan Mantri ji ke 10 varsh ke abhibhashan, Mananiya Rashtrapati ji ke 12 varsh ke abhibhashan tatha Mann Ki Baat ke episodes the unka bhi anuvad ka karya saunpa ja chuka hai vibhag ko.
Apart from this, Hindi textbooks of class 1st to 5th and environment subject books of class 3rd to 5th have also been translated. Bhili ji, Western Indo-Aryan language is spoken in West Central India by the Bhili tribe in various states including Madhya Pradesh. With Harish Yadav from Jhabua, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index AQI of 492 as of 7 a.m. this morning. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings in all government offices. This order will be effective on all offices of Delhi government and municipal corporation. Delhi municipal corporation offices will open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., while Delhi government offices will work from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. This arrangement will remain in force till February next year. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi announced that all classes in Delhi schools, including for classes 10 and 12, will be held online exclusively from today. Delhi University will also conduct classes in online mode till Saturday. In badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action at the China Open Masters Tournament in Shenzhen today. India's B. Sumit Reddy and N. Sikki Reddy will take on Presley Smith and Jenny Gay of United States in the mixed doubles round of 32 event. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with details of the G20. The Times of India in its front page report quotes Prime Minister Modi saying G20 will work to reform global institutions. Financial Express reports government is likely to extend the tenure of Shaktikant Das as RBI governor by one more year. The Asianate says 5,000 more forces sent as Manipur still volatile. The Tribune says campaign for Maharashtra Jharkhand poll ends, fate of Shinde Soren on the line. Financial Express writes finance minister calls out banks to make loan rates more affordable. The Pioneer states India is top sender of students to America. And finally, Delhi Tribune writes trade fair state pavilions bring stories of art, culture and enterprise to life. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. G20 leaders adopt Rio de Janeiro declaration, calls for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets several world leaders, including those from UK, Italy, France and Norway, on the sidelines of G20 summit. ISRO successfully launches its most sophisticated communication satellite, GSAT-20, on board SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral in US. All arrangements put in place for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate Golden Jubilee edition of All India Police Science Congress in Gandhinagar today, and China Open Masters Badminton Tournament to begin today in Shenzhen. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.